To the point. What does divine nature really mean?
In one sense, we already possess a measure of divine or godly nature, since all human beings, male and female, are created in the image of God. Each is a beloved spirit son or daughter of heavenly parents, and as such, each has a divine nature and destiny. The Family, A Proclamation to the World, Ensign November 2010, page 129. In another sense, however, because we have not yet fully become like Heavenly Father, divine nature is something we must be partakers of, as the Apostle Peter said. He contrasted divine nature with the corruption that is in the world, and said that we partake of this divine nature through the exceeding great and precious promises given to disciples of Christ. These include the promises of peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. Through the atonement, we can ultimately become like our Heavenly Father if we keep our covenants. To become more like Him means to take on His nature, the divine nature. Associated with this divine nature are certain spiritual attributes which we can pray to obtain and strive to possess. You can find them taught throughout the Scriptures. For instance, see 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7.
Sometimes I think that my dreams might have real importance. How can I tell whether they have a meaning or are just random?
The Scriptures give several examples showing that dreams can sometimes be a source of revelation. But each of us also knows from experience that dreams are often nonsensical or downright weird, which can make us question whether any dream could ever really mean anything. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has shared how he has learned to tell whether a dream contains revelation. Inspired communication in the night is generally accompanied by a sacred feeling for the entire experience. The Lord uses individuals for whom we have great respect to teach us truths in a dream because we trust them and will listen to their counsel. It is the Lord doing the teaching through the Holy Ghost. However, He may in a dream make it both easier to understand and more likely to touch our hearts by teaching us through someone we love and respect. How to Obtain Revelation and Inspiration for Your Personal Life. Ensign, May 2012, page 46. End of the section, To the Point.